from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
It is happening on the big old beast. It is the Marty Sheargold Show podcast. Full show dump on its way to you.
Hey, I had an idea.
Yeah.
Oh. Tegan was talking to me yesterday about what we could do for Sundays.
Sundays.
Something to do with our algorithm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, please. Anyway.
No, you were actually really nice about it. I thought about it.
Mm. Yeah. I thought, okay, I'll go back to Tegan with something other than me trying to escape the building.
Right.
Yeah.
What about if we go back through all of the podcasts and all of the celebrity interviews we've done, we just put one up every Sunday? Because some of those went for like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Mm. This is for Insta.
No.
This is what we want to pop something up on Sunday.
What about that?
We used to have the Saturday podcast.
Going all the way back to, do you remember the first band?
The Airlock.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What were they?
Songs from the Air. No, Friday Fun Plug.
Yeah,
no,
but
Friday.
Do you remember the first one?
Who was the band?
Shit Hat.
She Had.
She Had. We go all the way back to She Had and we just dump them up there on a Sunday. Because you're only talking about 10 minutes, aren't you?
Oh, something, you know, if you've got 20 minutes, we'd chuck up the 20 minutes.
Yeah. Do we say something about it first, about how we remember it or something, and then we play it?
No, God. All right. Well, if we're making work for each other, we might as well. But my whole thing is I don't give a f*** about the Sunday. That's point one. But if we're going to do something, let's just do the bare minimum. That means I don't have to do any more work.
You just actually just sound really angry right now. And not in a funny way.
The thing is, though, that like you do so much stuff and it's just consumed once and then it's just so disposable. Right. So, like, repackage
Hamish
it.
And Andy bloody re-released everything they've ever done recently.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, let's do that.
They did Tom and Taylor.
Yeah. What I mean.
Mate. Troy's here.
I'm good at topping and tailing.
Troy's the king of top and tail.
Do you want Will, Matt, and I to top and tail it? And then
I don't want Matthew part of it.
Like the producer's podcast, though.
I don't want Matthew.
Do you want Will and I to top and tail it?
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll top and tail it.
Yeah, we could.
That makes sense.
Would you be top or would you be tail?
I would be top.
Yeah.
Would you, really?
No, I'd be tail.
Yeah, I think you'd be tail.
I'd absolutely be tail.
There was two tops there.
I think, it's a top.
Well, all right, we'll top and top it.
What are you doing next to each other on your knees?
Are you going to?
I'm waiting for you.
Yeah. Two people on a bed on their knees.
Yeah. What do we do now?
All right. Will and I will top and top it.
Top and top it.
You top and top it and I will leave.
Okay.
What do you think?
No, I think it's a great idea. Yeah,
I
definitely.
Mean, I don't.
There's plenty there.
There's plenty there. We never use it.
Yeah.
I love it.
There'd be at least a year of them,
there's
surely.
There's the whole Danny Lely chat that never got to go up.
Oh, yeah. Mm. There'd be at least 50.
My chat with Hanson.
Yes, your chat with Kuda could finally get a run.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about some more chat from Eric Banner?
All of that.
Yeah.
I mean, there'd have to be 50 of those. Get us through a year.
Mm.
Yeah. Quieting some down in the podcasting department.
That
God knows we provide content, but do you reckon any of these can sell any of it?
That's like five. What are you doing?
That'll keep them happy too.
And also, it's Matt Bellotti, and he's not an F-wit. He's a lovely, lovely man.
He
and
is
you really
a lovely
like him.
Man.
In fact, he sent a message in.
He's very good, Matt Bellotti.
What's he sent in?
He sent in, hey, Will, big fan of Troy as the king of spin.
Yeah.
DJ.
Yeah.
Are you across the Pommy left arm spinner, Ashley Giles?
Absolutely.
He was given a benefit year mug. 500 mugs were made and they all came back printed Ashley Giles, King of Spain.
Balots.
Great.
Good so gear. Maybe only a matter of time until Troy inherits that crown as well.
King of Spain.
I love Spain.
The Spanish king.
Spanish king.
I had Spanish the other night.
What did you eat?
Actually, I didn't eat a lot. Then I had.
Oh, did you have squirty bum?
No.
Chorizo?
I had a prawn.
Yum.
A scallop and an oyster, which upon reflection was not enough of food.
Mm. And not enough
not
of
enough
food.
Food. It's
not, enough,
not,
of,
enough,
of
not
food.
Enough of food.
So you are Spanish.
That's just a little snack.
That's my meal.
Upon reflection, it's not enough of food.
It was not enough of food.
Not enough of food.
No, that's nowhere near enough of food.
No, well,
one it's not prawn, really Spanish, one oyster, either. And one
well,
what?
And then a scallop. And then we were going to have this pumpkin thing, but then we said to them, it was taking so long, we had to go to Chicago. And we said to them, oh, you haven't started preparing the pumpkin.
Don't worry about it.
And she was like, oh, do you know what? I actually didn't put it through, so that's fine. And I was like, well, thanks. Awesome. I'm sitting here with three tiny bits. I just spat everywhere. very tiny bits of seafood.
God, but you know what? Nothing annoys me more, and there's a lot of things that annoy me.
Yes. Oh, really?
Nothing annoys me more than you.
Yeah.
And when waiters come to your table and don't write down your order.
Oh, I'm like, you're not impressing me.
No, you give them eight things, and then they go, so just to confirm, I go, well, you wouldn't
just
have to confirm if you
write it down.
Yeah.
And then for sure. Yeah, you don't get the cob loaf.
Yes, they'll stuff it up.
You know,
that's what happened to us at Fugazi in Adelaide.
What happened?
Wonderful restaurant, but then the guys just tried to be a hero, and we're all saying, if this guy comes back and says, just to confirm, is that the? And I'm like, no, don't you come back and confirm. No. But credit to him, he nailed it.
Yeah,
and
but I'm not impressed by it. Oh. I'm like, just write it down.
Yeah, even just scribble on your hand, even if you're not writing it down, just for my benefit.
Yeah,
why is it so hard to write it down?
I know.
Maybe it's part of the art.
No.
I don't know. Well, it might probably be. I know
what you mean.
The art would be to get it right.
A good waiter. A very good waiter.
Yes, a career waiter can handle
several things in an order.
Yeah.
But a 19-year-old hungover uni student.
Who doesn't want to be there, actually.
Who's only thinking about quim or cock.
Or both.
Is not going to get your order right.
No, that's
unless
true.
Your order is a length of hose.
Oh my!
I'll take the quim,
and I'll have a length of hose. Thank you.
Does it come with rice?
Can we quimmy bag this?
Do you mind if we put the length of hose in the quim and take them home?
Do you have the quim fish on the menu tonight?
Would you have quim as an entree or
a main?
Absolutely,
I'd have it as both
and dessert.
It's like when sometimes I get steak tartare and then a steak.
Yes.
Would you get steak tartare and then a steak?
I would. Yeah. I actually think I had that when I was away. I did have that at least once.
It wouldn't worry me. I would get other things.
Yeah, you like bits and pieces.
I love multiple things.
Yeah. God, remember when we used to get Japanese bits and pieces?
Oh, my God.
We used to order so much food and we worked at Nova. Like, because, so much
but
food.
But, like, was it dinner?
Yeah,
it was dinner.
It was absolutely dinner.
Yeah, it's 4 to 6 in the Arvo. And then he had to drive home, so it would have been well past dinner time by the time he got home.
Yeah. Oh, God, that was a nightmare shift. Not because of the hours, because of the people.
What have you got on Insta, William?
Stop.
Oh, we get so many questions about that. Oh, God. That'll inspire some more. Caden. First time message from Caden.
Good on you, Caden.
One of the shows.
Yes, we were... Caden.
Caden.
How's he spelling that?
C-A-D-E-N.
C-A-D-O-N.
C-A-Y-D-E-N.
Oh.
Oh.
Try and mask your emotions.
Y-N?
How awful.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about your mum, Caden.
Poor Caden.
No, really?
Did you say C-A-Y?
D-E-N, yeah.
D-E-N, yeah.
It's all right.
Troy thought it was D-Y-N.
I did think it was D-Y-N.
Caden.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that's D-E-N's fine.
Oh, my God.
That's fine.
That's all right.
Caden says, on one of the shows just before the break, you brought up Silverchair, and that reminded me that my music teacher, Tobin Finane, who has now left, was one of the original four members of Silverchair.
Really?
Oh, God.
Tobin Finane.
Wow.
He had to move to England with his family right before they got famous, so he missed out on all the fame.
Oh.
I hear he still talks to them and has a new band now called the Dusky Lanes.
Right.
Can you imagine how annoyed you'd be at their success?
Yeah.
Well, he won't get a mention.
Because they weren't kids.
They weren't Silverchair.
Yeah.
See if Tobin for
does
name.
Does Tobin get a run anywhere? T-O-B. In there?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. They were in a band called Innocent Criminals with Tobin Finane as the second guitarist, but he soon left doesn't give us anywhere near enough of the story.
Well, it sounds like his family moved to England and he would have been a kid.
Yeah, he's got to go. Yeah. You can't leave him at home.
No.
It's somehow going to...
But, Mom, I'm in a band.
Yeah.
Oh, so what?
Oh, your band's not going anywhere, Tobin.
Find you a band in England.
And I was in Newcastle really recently and for... You know, anything other than a sports person to come out of Newcastle is a victory in itself.
Yeah.
Mm. It is. I mean, it's not a tiny town. It's about 300,000.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, it would be a battle and a struggle to get to the front of the Newcastle line.
Yeah, totally.
Because there's no, I mean, could you imagine now trying to be in a band in Newcastle?
Oh.
the way that live music's gone. It's hard enough to be in a band in Melbourne and Sydney.
Yeah.
Says they entered a competition called Youth Rock, which was a national competition, and they won.
Yeah, good.
Like a battle of the bands.
We should do
band.
A competition like that at Triple M.
Didn't we do something like that once?
On our show or at Triple M?
At Triple M.
Oh, I don't recall
school bands.
No, I'm having a vague memory because, yeah, we had the winner. Fee and I must have done this years ago. The winner ended up supporting someone at Acer Arena in Sydney.
Oh, That's right. Okay, that is a good idea.
They were a Sydney band and they won whatever the competition we were doing was. And then they supported, I want to say, Bon Jovi.
Wow.
Great. That's a great thing
to
win. Well, I got on stage and introduced them.
Really?
At Acer Arena.
Wow. So you met John?
No, I ducked in and ducked out. You know what I'm like, mate.
Did you actually?
Literally.
Late in, early out.
I was there, I reckon, for about 7 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We've been running a competition on Triple M to find a band to support the Bon Jovi. Here they are, the Hot Potatoes. And I was literally back in the car.
Yeah, good. That's the way to do it. That's the only way to do it.
What's the point of hanging around Acer Arena when you're doing breakfast radio?
Of course. You want to get home, get to bed.
Put Triple M finds band to support Bon Jovi.
What's that second
one? That's it, the second one.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Courier Mail.
It'll be blocked. Oh, no, it won't.
What's the name of them?
Conductor.
Triple M.
Band members.
What's the name of the band?
What's the name of the band?
Jeremy Peter.
Oh, no. The band. The Smart.
But this says it's in Brisbane.
Yeah, I don't know if that was it.
They must have done it around the country.
Yeah.
But Fee and I would have been doing it because we were a national drive show.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so was it not in Brisbane? Okay, well, we'll find out.
Let's find out about that.
Mm.
They were nice blokes. I met them backstage. Skinny in that rock way.
Yeah, right.
Slim. Oh, so they were just a band. They weren't a school band.
No, they were a band.
Oh.
Who won the comp.
Who won whatever the comp was.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
I would love to do that, but we could find someone to support Pearl Jam.
We really should.
We're presenting.
I'll leave that one with you guys. Let me know. I'm happy to jump up and introduce them super quick.
Teagues is gone for 2 weeks, so I'm not sure who we can...
Nico will be. You're right to organise a band to support Pearl Jam?
Yeah, he does know bands.
Thumbs up from Nick.
When's Pearl Jam here, November?
I believe it's November.
Mm. November's such a band time to come, isn't it?
Well, the weather's improving.
Ah, true.
In Melbourne.
Yes.
Fairly friend of the show.
Fairly Pritchard.
She says that she is a big fan and an advocate for cheese on crumpets, or in this case, crumpet toast.
Oh.
Is anyone familiar with crumpet toast?
No, I'm not familiar with crumpet toast.
Square crumpets?
Yeah. It's pretty much square crumpets.
I've never had a square crumpet.
Neither have I.
It feels like breaking all the rules.
Oh, like those rectangular crumpets you break in half.
And she's whacked a slice of cheese, and I don't think I've ever seen anything less appetizing in my entire life.
That's not a crumpet.
That's a piece of bread.
No, it's crumpet toast.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, no, says Tegan, and then stops talking.
I was searching for a word, and I went, I don't have it, but that's,
Oh, that's not cheese.
Oh, but that's what they mean by that kind of cheese, because that cheese serves a purpose. And
it'll
melt on a bit of toast. Yeah. Well, it won't really. It has that funny little, it bubbles up like a balloon sometimes.
It does.
And the margarine distribution is very upsetting.
That's butter.
This stinks of poverty. There's no other way to say it. I mean, I tried to find a different word.
It's called crumpet toast.
This is shower curtain stuff.
Oh, it really is.
This is
3-star motel.
It's less holy than regular crumpets.
Yes.
As in religiously.
And it's more bready.
Yes.
Yeah, the only thing I've had on a crumpet.
That bread needs Jesus.
What is a crumpet?
Good question.
Well, you've Googled crumpet, so.
Yeah. You're Googling. Can I just say... Your Googling's really frustrating me.
Is this reaching around here?
Are you happy to take some feedback?
Okay.
You try to type too fast, and you're not good at typing. Oh, well, you don't have to do a face like I'm.
Crumpets are made of unsweetened batter of water or milk, flour, and yeast.
Good for moving on.
Thank you, Troy.
I need to just bring the keyboard.
No, Troy just told us what it is, so you don't have to Google crumpets anymore.
Crumpet toast.
I've sent through some photos from Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
These are His trip, Pov and Pop, from an overnight cruise in Ha Long Bay, Vietnam.
Ha Long Bay, very popular. You've been there, Troy?
Yeah, I was there last Easter, last year.
It was beautiful. There.
It's really
water
stunning.
Water temperature, about 28.
Yeah, yeah, nice. Really nice.
That's what I want in water.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to be refreshed by the ocean.
No.
No.
And Vietnam, the food, amazing, stunning, people friendly, really, really great.
A lot of Vietnamese.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
We'll find them there.
It's just worth pointing that out.
Yeah. A lot of local beers you can get for about 80 cents.
What's the king of Vietnamese beers?
I forget the name of them. I don't know. But they're all, there's quite a lot actually. But they're so, it's so cheap. It's
Triple
such a
Three, is Triple Three Vietnamese or Chinese?
Is Singer?
No, that's Singaporean,
is
I think.
Oh.
That's Singer beer.
Triple
or maybe
Three.
Tiger.
Click on
Tiger
that,
beer.
Click on that Triple Three. Is that a Vietnamese beer?
Yep, produced in Vietnam.
It's not a bad beer, the Triple Three, in terms of a lager.
Vietnamese beer.
I mean, you wouldn't have 40 of them. I mean, I would.
Tiger is the most common that I'm familiar with.
Beer Hanoi and beer
Tiger's
Saigon.
Not a bad beer.
Our friend,
it's not a Vietnamese beer.
No.
Right.
Singaporean. Triple Three is a Vietnamese beer.
It is.
Beer.
Yeah, it's the number one.
And it's, good people, the Triple Three
good
guys.
Good people. Speaking of good people, our friend Matt, who lives in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Says that he saw the solar eclipse that was in North America the other
way. The one with the testicles or the actual one?
The actual. Did you see it, Troy? Were you?
No, I missed it.
Was it even in South America?
I think it was.
It was the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, Northern Hemisphere.
But look how it's quite amazing. I don't think I've ever witnessed one where
the whole joint goes night. It does.
It just goes night time.
Very briefly.
Did
only
take
for
this
a couple
photo?
Of,
yeah.
Where is this, William?
Dallas.
Well, he lives in Dallas. So I assume it's in Dallas.
And what time of the day was this, does he say?
Well, the sun looks high in the sky.
Yeah, so it must be the middle of the day.
Well, it's certainly daytime. Yeah.
And you're gauging that from the photo?
There's no
landmark.
There's no horizon.
No.
Yeah. Well, there's clouds.
All right, mate. Well, clouds are high in the sky.
So is the sun. I'm going to guess it was between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
There you go.
That's what time most deliveries are.
I don't think you've ever experienced a full eclipse, Marty, have you?
Of a different kind. I've certainly had...
Of the heart.
I've certainly had two rings come over the top of each other.
Right.
I've also seen the Scissor Sisters. Total eclipse. Oh, righty-o. You all right? I mean, anytime you want to enjoy...
I'm looking up solar eclipses in Australia.
Well, mate, they're everywhere, aren't they?
No.
Oh, all right.
Bonnie Tyler
sang about the title.
Solar eclipse of the ass.
Mick the Butcher.
Yes.
This is an update. He has just sent me an apology, he says, for the lamb, mint, and chocolate sausages he sent in.
Oh, just before we're on holidays.
Yes. Yeah. The texture in those was terrible, and I'm still working out what's gone wrong there. And I said, Mick, don't worry about your lamb, mint, and chocolate sausages. They were delicious. And I forgot to...
I think the chocolate's probably what's gone wrong there. If someone offered you a lamb roast, you wouldn't put a bit of
dairy milk on top.
No.
It's on a cheese platter.
What sort of chocolate was it? Was it dark or was it like dairy milky?
You couldn't really taste
chocolate.
It, but I've just remembered that we... Because we froze the sausages and then...
Did you Atlantic cable them?
Unwrap them.
Took the condom off them.
It's not a no.
Them out in each other and then we ate them.
Yeah. It's not a no.
We're quite the night. But no, this was us. There was, how many? Six of us.
Right.
And we had a sausage tasting.
And
we tried each
one. Who's that gentleman in the red jumper?
That's my friend Simon.
Hello, Simon.
We had a very nice experience of trying each sausage. And each sausage we tried from Mickey D's in Northcote.
Oh, how lovely.
Nothing scored lower than about a 7.5 average. Yeah, they were all unbelievably good.
You know what I don't like in a sausage? Fennel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fennel's very strong flavour.
I don't like pork and fennel sausages.
Oh, I think the pork and fennel won our vote off.
Really?
Yeah, it was really tasty.
I just love a thin beef, and I've said this before.
Thin beef?
Or just a chicken sausage.
Geez, I've forgotten about chicken sausages.
I love chicken sausages.
Yeah, I have it with sweet potato mash.
Yeah, perfect. I bought them when we were in Marysville, and there was little bits of pistachio in them.
Oh, yum.
Nice touch.
It's really nice.
What sauces have you got there? Sriracha? mustard and...
And I think it was
that'd
just
be a tomato sauce.
Just a ketchup. Yeah.
A little bit of mayonnaise there.
No, what is this?
That's mayonnaise.
That's cocaine.
I was going to say, it looks like it's cocaine.
Cocaine sausage, sir.
Is that a Kmart plate?
Can I tempt you in a line and a lamb and chocolate sausage?
Nadia.
Why did you invite Nadia?
Nadia. Jesus Christ, these plates are cheap.
Is that your new kitchen as well?
No, that's not their house.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Do you remember how ridiculous the whole Nadia Bartel thing was?
Oh, God.
But what was so astounding was the $10 Kmart plate.
I know, yeah.
That was the worst crime.
The message is being lost here.
Yeah.
And also, I don't remember quite exactly what went wrong on Instagram, but something was uploaded by the mate.
Mm.
The video of them doing live.
Yeah, but it was not so obvious.
It wasn't close friends or something. It was meant to be for...
Is friends of friends?
That's right. Yeah, she put
there
it
was
up
some
on her
Instagram
story.
Issue.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, she put on her whole story.
What a peanut. Mm. And look at all the grief she caused Nadia Bartel.
Yeah.
Because she does, you know, they're so desperate to film and post stuff.
Let's get into it. The full show dump from Triple M. You can get in touch anytime through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. Mm.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
How could it be Wednesday morning already,
what?
Marty?
I don't know. It's where the week's going.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how
oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Tommy Two Hats.
It's already Wednesday.
Already Wednesday.
Already Wednesday. Yeah. Has anyone done anything exciting this week that we can quickly discuss?
I've been watching a show that is so full on.
Which one?
Baby Reindeer.
No, you were talking about this yesterday. What is it?
What's it about?
It's about this female stalker and this guy, and it's based on his like something that happened to him, and he's a comedian and a writer, and he wrote this show in a comedy festival and then made this Netflix series about it. It is full on, though.
Okay.
Like,
so it's a real story of a bloke getting stalked by a super fan.
By a woman, a person
who's, you know.
Not well.
Not well.
Netflix?
Yep.
Right, okay.
I'm watching three...
Body problem.
Three body problem. I'm about five or six episodes into it.
What's that about?
Oh, God, it's so complicated.
It is complicated.
I've got to put my hand up. I'm drunk.
No,
I don't ever remember being this drunk on air.
It is so complicated.
Reminiscent of grand final day.
Oh, shush. Anyone else?
It's not as hot. It's not as hot. And no one's eating salad, thank God.
Anyway, what's the show about?
Forget it.
It's hard to explain.
Should I put it on the list?
Yeah,
put it on your
list and have a look.
It was based on a book, and apparently the book was almost unreadable, which is why it's so hard to explain.
Right, okay.
It's all about different dimensions and aliens coming, and normally I wouldn't be into this
sort of
stuff.
No, that seems strange for you to like that sort of thing.
I just drift. I fell into it. Yeah. You know, in the same way that you meet a bird in a bath.
fall into each other's arms.
And you fall into each other's arms. And then 20 years later, you're like, Jesus, what have I missed?
Top six at six.
Oh, that's the best one this week.
That was excellent.
It was really
extraordinary.
Good.
Yeah. It's like one voice.
Yeah.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Coming in at number one, two teenage boys have been arrested and charged after a group of individuals armed with machetes engaged in a violent brawl. Is this part of the repercussions over the...
This was in Melton.
This was Melbourne story. Yeah. Okay. All right. So two 15-year-olds, are they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeez. What's going on?
Is it a shopping centre, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah. I just hope this isn't a ripple effect and then kids going or people going, oh, cool, let's all jump on board.
Yeah.
I mean,
you'd have to be an absolute moron. Mind you, there's enough of them out there.
Mm.
That's teenagers with machetes.
Scary.
Getting machetes.
Oh,
where do you
God,
even
I've never
get a,
seen
machete?
A machete?
I suppose you get one at like Aussie disposals.
Well, don't bleed people.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that's where you get them.
No,
but you're probably right.
Yeah, Bunnings might have.
Maybe your dad, if your dad's a butcher, is a machete used in a kitchen?
No, machetes are more sort of clearing. Traditionally, they were for clearing jungle
getting
or
through,
you know, sugar cane.
Oh, they're like those
long ones.
Yeah. No.
But if there would be a cheaper machete, Bunnings would beat it by 10%.
Absolutely. That goes without saying.
Guarantee.
Yeah. Coming
at
number
10. Forget it.
Okay. All right. Well, you didn't, unfortunately.
We had moved on.
Let the handbrake off for us, will you, mate?
Yeah, okay.
I'll see if I can get this. Big Rig back through the Burnley.
It is
Big
Old Beast.
Oh, no. It was Bunnings. No.
Oh, that's good.
No, that, we'd already done that whole thing.
Oh, no.
Coming in at 2, Courtney Love has offered critiques of Lana Del Rey and Madonna in a new interview. And that's how I say it.
Yeah.
Whilst declaring Taylor Swift to be not important.
Oh.
Well, speaking of really? Not important, here comes Courtney's quote.
Yeah, yes.
Taylor's not important. She might be a safe space for girls and she's probably the Madonna of now, but she's not an interesting artist.
Well, that's a bit rough.
I think that's so rough.
Yeah. Jeez.
I think musically Taylor Swift is great.
Of course. It's just a machine.
Well, she writes her own songs and then she sings them.
Yeah.
That's a novelty in itself.
Sure is.
In the current music landscape.
Yeah. She's the real deal.
She sure
package.
Is. And her show was wonderful.
Mm. You loved it. You said it was one of the best shows you've ever seen.
And I've never seen Courtney Love and I never will.
No.
You know, because she's aged out of all the demographics that are interested in her.
Yeah.
And she was an awful woman in her heyday.
Mm. She had a rough trot.
Don't start Dave Grohl on Courtney Love. Mm. Jesus Christ. Heart-shaped box. They fought over so much, those two people.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, she wanted a bit of the action. And the boys were like, nah. I mean, I've really reduced this. I've really minimised the whole saga by saying she wanted a bit of the action and the boys went, nah.
Yeah.
I think it was more involved than that.
Yeah.
Coming at 3, Australian captain Pat Cummins has been named Wisden's leading cricketer in the world. This is wonderful. He's the first Australian in 12 years to receive the honour, with Travis Head also recognised for the year's best performance in Test matches, and Usman Khawaja, Mitchell Stark and Ashley Gardner named among the 5 cricketers of the year.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
All fair enough.
Well done.
So that last award, you can only be nominated once. So that's why you see, you know, like Pat Cummins wasn't named in the 5 cricketers of the year
category. Mitch Marsh wins our Alan Border medal and doesn't get a mention in the Wisden.
Mm.
Well, he may have been nominated before. I doubt it, though.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We've only got 45 seconds.
Ah, Michael Slade has collapsed in court. Number 5, AFL Commissioner Richard Goyder has commented on the possibility of Ben Cousins being inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's basically a nah, not yet. Number 6, a herd of cows in Bristol. Show us your Bristol cities. Escaped their field and destroyed a graveyard, eating flowers left on plots, with grieving relatives forced to shoo the cattle away, shouting moo. Be easier to shoot them.
Now we've got 20 seconds left.
I thought you said 10.
No, 40.
45.
That's a big warning.
Back? What do you want to... Yeah, no, I don't know why you said that. What do you want to go delve back into, Marty?
Slats.
Yeah, go for it.
Things seem to be going well. As soon as he found out he wasn't getting bail, he collapsed. Mate, that bloke has just unravelled in real time in public.
Top 6 at 6.
Time to get jiggy with it. The heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
When it's in a three-way.
$100 to spend a super dry this week. That is what is on the line for three-way. Super dry's new season puffers have just launched.
And they're magical.
They are magical. There's nothing more iconic, Marty. You can shop in store or online. Superdry.com.au to get your new forever jacket. They'll last you forever.
They look like they'll last forever.
Yeah.
And do you know how puffer jackets have either thin bits of puff or wider bits of puff?
Yes.
Yes.
You can get any sort of width of puff.
You absolutely can. Here's some sort of thin puff you want. And here's some thick puff.
Thin puff, thick puff.
What do you like?
I think I like thin puff.
Yeah, me too.
But only because I've never tried thick puff.
I've tried thick puff and I've tried thin puff.
Yeah, right.
And
what's
like
your favourite?
Both.
Yeah.
But I think I prefer a thick puff.
Maybe for winter. Puff girl.
Yeah.
There's the full-length puffer too.
Yeah, I know. I've got a full-length puff.
Yeah.
I like them.
Or if you go to the footy or something in the middle of winter.
Oh, God, you'd be happy.
July, August,
you like
you'll need that.
Sitting super dry.
Yeah,
bed.
Perfect.
Yeah, kids sport on a weekend.
Absolutely.
Mm. Super dry weather.
Our last chance for Clint this morning. He's back, Marty.
Oh.
Hello, on, Clint.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you feeling, mate?
Yeah, a bit nervous, but we'll get there, mate.
Mate, I've got a very good feeling about
it. Do you?
Yeah, I do too.
There's something about Clint today.
Yep.
Yesterday he said, if I do lose, please make sure you send me a bib, which if you do, and I don't think you will, is definitely happening, Clint.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Max is in Reservoir. Hello, Max.
Good morning. How are we?
How are you, mate? Good.
No, not too bad, thanks.
You sound young, Max.
Yeah, relatively young.
How young?
That,
how
traditionally, traditionally, Max, you would attach a number to that.
Yeah. What's your age?
23.
Oh, okay. You sound okay. Younger than
good
that.
Good age.
Yeah. What are you doing for a living, Max?
I'm an electrician.
Yeah, good man. On it. You know, I electrocuted myself once.
No.
Yeah, did you?
No. I shocked myself.
Yeah.
Touched the air conditioning. Yeah. Didn't realize it was separate.
You're very lucky.
Jesus Christ, I was lucky.
Really lucky.
Yeah.
Leave it to the professionals like Max.
Well, and don't rush, as I always say.
Yes.
Max, around electricity, don't rush.
Yeah. Max, have you finished your apprenticeship? Are you all done?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, good.
I'm all finished.
Giving yourself a couple of shocks over the journey, Max?
Yeah, definitely.
And also, yes.
Well, it's going to happen. You're working with electricity.
What about the guy that got shocked by my hot water system years ago? Jesus Christ. The bang.
Yeah, it's an awful sound. I've heard someone.
I was like, mate, don't ruin my system. You know, he's crying and saying he can't feel his arm. I'm like, yeah, all right.
What?
But what about my system?
I'm not going to have a tethered shower, am I?
Mate.
Your sister.
You better make sure I've got hot water before you go to the hospital, you peanut.
And did he?
To tell him to harden up.
Yeah, he was actually good. He was like, Jesus Christ, I've bloody got me. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I know. Sure did, mate. Every light in the house dimmed.
Just like
or went into your arm.
You became the circuit board. Fleet V Max, tell me what these three things have in common. Your name's your buzzer. Best of three, first of two. He was a lovely guy, that guy. I was just sitting here thinking about it. Great prize. Curveball sent to you by Chris on the Instagram. Here we go. Fleet V Max. Question one. Hermes Apollo
Clint. Designer brands?
No.
Clint.
Dionysus, I think is how it's pronounced.
Dionysus. Max?
I don't know. That was going to be my guess, to be honest. Yeah.
They're Greek gods.
Hermes, he's a
Isn't it Hermes? Yeah. Is it Hermes when it's Greek?
Hermes.
Isn't it Hermes?
Hermes?
I don't know.
I don't know, mate.
Anyway, no points on the board there.
Question two. Here we go. Fritch, Smith, Williams.
Clint.
Back. Clint.
Shoe brands?
No. Clint.
All right.
Max?
Melbourne Demons forwards?
No.
In the right area.
AFL players called Bailey. Hang on. Has Clint answered the question?
Yes, I got one, mate.
On Monday morning.
Yes.
Remind me.
Which challenge did I get?
It must have been Monday because it wasn't yesterday.
Oh, all right, Troy.
He can't even remember.
Well, it's just that, Clint, it's a very rare treat for us when someone comes through and gets no question.
I know.
I got one, mate.
Yeah, but he's going to get this next one.
Well, he has to.
I don't know what it is.
Otherwise, he's out.
I would love a complete strikeout.
So would I. It would be wonderful. Max v. Clint. We need a winner. Question three. Continental. Hankook. Michelin.
Clint! Tire brand, baby!
At the 11th hour, he's won it! Max, do you want to come back tomorrow, Max?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yay.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
5 seconds, stand by two.
History. On this day.
All right, April the 17th today for On This Day. Marty?
Yes.
Number one song 2014.
This one.
Your boys will.
Woo!
Geronimo. Brisbane Unit.
Go Shepherd.
It's a very catchy song.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Funded by the dad.
Yeah.
This was huge.
Yeah.
Geronimo's still, Shepherd's still kicking around?
I think so. Didn't they do the grand final a couple of years ago?
Yeah, they did the lockdown grand final.
Yeah.
So they're a brother and two sisters from memory.
Yes. Brother, yeah.
Five times
platinum. Five times, massive track.
Yeah. 2014.
Yeah. Oh my God, they've got 10 a new years single ago. Out.
Have they?
Yep.
Oh, can we get it?
That's
they failed to represent Australia in Eurovision. There we go.
That is a shame.
Just can't believe that's 10 years old, that song.
I know. Belting banger.
They live in Nashville now.
Do they?
Yeah.
Shepherd.
They're really trying.
Yeah.
1861, on the Burke and Wills expedition, Charles Grey dies of dysentery near Lake Massacre in South Australia.
Unfortunate name for a lake.
On the return journey from the Gulf of Carpentaria. I mean, you forget how far those blokes went.
Thousands of kilometres.
On the return, how annoying.
Yeah, on the way back.
Dysentery. Oh, not a very nice way to die.
No. Horrendous.
Oh, could you imagine? Out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah,
no 7-Elevens to stop at for a snack.
No. Pooping your life away. Mm. You'd kill for a slushie.
Hydrolite. Can someone please get me a Hydrolite?
Please. And a flannel.
I have a worst case of the squirts here.
I reckon I'm going to die.
Next to Lake Massacre.
Do you think he thought that all these years later we would have minimised his death down to potentially being able to get a slushie from 7-Eleven? Sorry, mate.
And why was he doing it anyway? I mean, what's the point?
Well, they were explorers.
Surely.
That was kind of their brief.
Yeah.
1935, Australia's national airline, Qantas, operates its first overseas passenger flight from Brisbane to Singapore.
Jesus.
Oh, God, I'm off my face. I shouldn't have that Bloody Mary. That was stupid.
I didn't realise it was from Brisbane to Singapore for Qantas. It might have been Sydney to somewhere.
I suppose Brizzy's a bit closer.
Probably, yeah.
And the Q stands for Queensland.
Oh, it does too, you're right.
That's true.
Yeah.
1970, the ill-fated Apollo 13 spacecraft returns to Earth safely. Great film.
Yes,
great
film. Excellent film.
Watched it again recently.
Right
so
now.
Good. Yeah.
Here's a bit of that movie here.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
Big problem.
They had a problem.
They had a big problem.
What? And they started making things out of boxes and air filters.
They're just making oxygen machines out of their suit.
Crazy. 2005, the Bali Nine are arrested in Indonesia. God, that was a massive story.
It was. Nearly 20 years ago.
The AFP let them leave.
Yeah.
And told the Balinese.
That's.
They locked them up at their end.
Renee Lawrence was released, I think, for good behaviour in 2018.
Yeah, he was released.
Renee. Apologies. She was released. I think five remain in jail.
Bloody Mary? We build our
world together. Oh, God, I love this song.
It was a great show,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
All the doors sliding closed.
Miss Ferguson, the freak.
You really have to watch Wentworth.
I do. I know that is on my list, Lozza. You're right.
God, the Bali Nine was just disastrous. Yeah. So a couple of them were still in jail. Yeah.
Five are still in jail. I believe two passed away from cancer.
Oh, really?
And
then two were
executed.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's right. 2011, the Game of Thrones premieres on HBO. God, it was must-see TV.
Yeah.
Until it wasn't.
Until the last few eps.
Oh, they fumbled it late.
Good theme.
Ah. Really 2021, sorry, what's that?
I was going to say, I really should still finish it.
Yeah, finish it. How far into it are you? It was about eight series, isn't
Season
it?
Season five, I think. I told you I gave up because someone put a spoiler on their Facebook. I was like, what are you doing? And I never watched again.
That's the modern world. 2021, the funeral of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, takes place at St. George's Chapel in the Windsor Castle.
Depresso?
Ah, yeah. He didn't know. Phil Jamison's turning 47. Can you stop talking just as I start talking?
At the same time? No, it's not my... It's a Bloody Mary.
Two, Victoria Beckham's turning 50. Got it out before she started.
This is her song, Not Such an Innocent Girl. I don't remember it. It wasn't a banger.
I know this song, yeah.
Barnaby Joyce is turning 57.
Damn it, I'm going to try and get in there.
That's on this day for April 17. What's on the back? Five, your sporting news now, the wide world of Will. What's going on, William?
Thank you, Troy. An extraordinary tribunal last night, which saw Charlie Cameron of Brisbane free to play on Saturday night against Geelong, despite initially receiving a one-match suspension from the MRO.
Are you saying inconsistencies?
Oh, massively inconsistent. I'm very interested to hear Daisy Thomas's opinion on this, because it was originally careless, medium impact and high, and it was a very rare case that the tribunal agreed that it was a borderline one, but they're happy to downgrade it to low given his exceptional and compelling circumstances and his exemplary record. And part of those circumstances included some of his off-field work with Indigenous youth.
What?
And
when does that ever come into
a lot of off-field stuff that got brought into it.
When does that ever come into a tribunal decision?
Yeah, we saw Bashar Hooley have a letter from the Prime Minister a few years ago when he tried to get himself off a tribunal case. So it's, I don't know, when off-field stuff comes into it, I feel like it's setting a bit of a dangerous precedent.
Of course. Daisy with us. It's got nothing to do. Yeah, Daisy.
Right there.
Footy's hot.
Yeah. Footy is hot. But yeah, they were claiming the significant weight difference between Charlie Cameron and Jake Lever.
Oh, mate, all of these blokes now just pitching cases and making arguments.
Yeah.
They have to have mandatory sentencing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't go in there and start saying he's doing a lot in the community. So what?
And just try and out-legal the AFL.
Yeah.
Very interesting one. Zach Bailey is going to miss the next 4 to 6 weeks for the Lions with a high ankle sprain. And the Blues trio of hamstring injuries, which is becoming a concern for them. Adam Saad to miss 4 to 6 with McGovern and Chera. Another fortnight for those two hammies. So injury concerns down at the Blues. Speaking of injuries, we should touch on Nathan Murphy, who announced his medical retirement yesterday at just 24 years of age.
Yeah.
57 AFL games in the end. His final game, of course, that famous 2023 grand final last year in which he was subbed out from concussion.
Mm.
He was hoping to make a return, so he'd been to the concussion panel and it looked like he was going to get ticked off to play, but then once Angus Brayshaw made his decision to retire, he went back and was prompted to get some extra scans.
Mm.
And now it looks like, well, it is. It's career over for Nathan Murphy. His contract was due to expire at the end of this season, but the Pies quietly re-signed him for next season as well, just for a bit of financial security, which is a nice move.
Mm. Yeah, well, they're a super, super powerhouse, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Awful.
For him?
Yeah.
23?
Happening more and more. We saw Paddy McCartan last year.
Mm.
It's now starting to add up these concussion retirements that are happening more and more.
Mate, this is going to be such a massive story.
Yep. And cricket news, we should acknowledge Travis Head in the IPL. We neglected to talk about this yesterday, but he belted.
Because it's the IPL.
You don't like the IPL,
no.
Do you? It's a powerhouse league.
Mate, it's for bookmakers.
Well, he belted one of the fastest centuries in IPL history, the fourth fastest in the history of the league, playing for Sunrisers Hyderabad. And it led to the highest IPL total in history, 3 for 287 off 20 overs.
20 overs.
Isn't that extraordinary?
Oh, my God.
Travis Head hit a 39-ball century before being dismissed after a 41-ball 102, the fourth fastest ton in IPL history.
That's extraordinary.
Well done to our boy, Trav.
Well done, Travis.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thank you, Mr. DJ.
10K.
Spin it, DJ.
We play twice a morning, 10 grand on the line every time we play, 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And Hudson from Lilydale with us, Marty.
Good morning, Hudson.
Marty, how are you going?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Mate, you're through to the studio. You got a shot at winning $10,000.
How good's that? So there we go.
It's pretty exciting. What do you do for a living, Hudson?
I'm the Wichita lineman, Marty.
Oh, we've spoken to you before. You're a lineman.
Yeah.
And the guys didn't know the Wichita lineman.
No, I was Glenn Campbell.
Yeah. God, Glenn Campbell could play guitar.
He's still on the line.
Yes, Hudson.
Hudson.
Thank you.
Nice.
That was lovely.
That was so really cute.
Wow. Do you do that with the ladies, Hudson? You should.
I can't tell any secrets.
Yeah, good man. You're a gentleman. I like that, Hudson.
Sounds
no
like
kissing
works.
And telling. A bit of that in here wouldn't hurt. I've heard about a lot of conquests in this room, mainly from my little friend over there.
Conquests. That's Lauren, by the way.
Yeah.
Thanks, Troy.
Thank you, Troy.
I'm getting sick of hearing about it, Hudson, to be honest.
Oh, I bet.
Hudson, who's your favourite band?
ACDC.
Yeah, straight up. They'll probably win the countdown next time we do it.
say this countdown.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is
the greatest year of music. Yeah. It kicks back in this morning from 9 with Dangerous Dave. 1985 up against 1971 this morning.
Ooh, I was born in 71.
Yeah.
Ooh. Does it have any of the detail around 71?
I'll check.
I think Zeppelin was getting a run in 69.
69? Yeah.
I wonder who they're rolling out for 71.
Well, Dangerous Dave will have details.
Of course, he will. Just before 9. He'll be all over it.
He's in there detail. Preparing, I think, as we speak.
God. Hudson, if you won 10 grand, what would you do with it, mate?
Probably head to the pub.
Yeah, why not?
Strong start.
Why not? All right, mate, I'm going to hand you over to the King of Spin. And the DJ. Troy Ellis, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Marty. Hudson, ready for song number one? Title and artist is what we're looking for.
Ready.
Here we go, mate.
I've got nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Fair enough. It's Wolf Mother. Woman, this one here.
Well, you got the right attitude, mate.
Yeah.
Good on you, Hudson.
Well done, Hudson.
Thank you.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
This is a phoner that we don't do often,
mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it's a good phoner. Yeah. You can really get good calls.
Mm.
How did you catch them in the act?
Ooh.
Or even did you catch them in the act?
133353 or get in touch.
By the act, I mean your partner and somebody else in the act of cheating on you.
What happened?
Would you accept, were you caught in the act?
Yes!
Yeah.
Just act catching.
Act catching.
Mm.
A friend caught their friend in the act?
Yeah, I'll accept any of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't expect a huge amount of calls.
No, but I want a call.
Yeah.
Because these are interesting stories.
133353 or get in touch through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show.
Did you catch them in the act?
Mm.
How did you catch them?
Yeah. What an awful situation to unfold.
Oh, boy.
It's never happened to me.
Right.
I've never walked in on anyone.
No. No, I haven't either, actually.
I don't think.
No, never.
No one's ever caught you in the act?
No.
Bust it. Bust it.
Bust it.
Never.
There's some great audio that go with this story, which is why I really wanted to do it.
Mm.
A husband has caught his politician wife,
right.
So she's the politician,
in
bed with their adopted Buddhist monk son in a scandal that has rocked Thailand.
Well, that's shocking.
Will Thailand recover?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Vagina Longcorn will get him out of the hole.
Vajira.
Oh, my apologies. I never get his name right.
The king.
The king.
Yeah.
The king of corn.
He gets very upset with people who make fun of him.
Well, can't make fun of the royal family in Thailand.
I'm not making fun of him.
No.
Mate, if I had the courage to wear a boob tube.
It's a tank top.
To wear a midriff.
And
would.
And low-rise jeans.
But if I had low-rise jeans and a midriff, I'd be the only gay in the village.
Really
it's
would.
Like a training bra that you would wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early days.
Yeah. Footy players and pre-season put their GPS in the back of it.
Yeah.
It's like kind of that setup.
And run their best 3K.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Vagina Longhorn's doing that.
He's only recently king, I think, in the last 5 years or so.
Oh, he's been the king of corn forever.
Quim Longhorn.
Were you caught or did you indeed catch them in the act?
133353.
Footage shows the moment the suspicious businessman surprised the lovers while they were in the marital bedroom. So they've adopted this Buddhist monk. And then the politician wife and the monk are getting it on.
Ooh.
Bursting in on the couple, the 64-year-old is seen barging into the bedroom, pulling off the bed sheets to reveal his naked Democrat Party wife, Praprapawn Choi Wodkoh.
Well done.
Alongside naked monk Paramaha.
Pramaha?
Pramaha.
Pramaha. Pramaha.
Yeah.
As the shocked lovers scramble to get out of bed, the fuming husband is just cracking it. Here's the audio.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Oh, yeah. That makes me feel a bit...
Husband Ty said he'd been suspicious of his wife and had decided to drive the 5.5 hours from Bangkok to Sukhothai to catch her in the act.
Right.
He blamed the monk for seducing his wife.
Oh, it takes two to tango.
Well, I don't feel like the younger monk has seduced the older woman.
Yeah. No.
My experience of what I like to call cougars is that they're on the hunt and they're looking for a young monk.
I'm glad you said that word.
Monk like on the hunt.
I will take your calls next. Had to catch them in the act, 133-53. We're asking the question, how'd you catch them in the act, Marty?
Yeah, poor old Ty, T.I., 64-year-old businessman, caught his wife, who's a local politician, in bed with their adopted Buddhist monk son.
That's a full-on story.
He's of age, isn't he?
She said they were just talking about some stuff.
Yeah.
And stay out of it, mate. She said they were just talking about some emotional issues that the monk was having.
Yes.
And then they were going to have a shower.
They had some problems.
Oh, they were going to have a shower. Mm. Oh, because that, it's normal to have a shower.
Of course, no problem with that.
He was talking, he got upset.
Yeah.
We were under the covers.
And then we were going to have a shower.
Yeah.
But you're suggesting she was on a monk hunt.
She was on a monk hunt.
Be careful.
Oh, God, be so careful.
She loves the monks.
I'm not going to say it.
And he loves the hunts.
Jack in Hawthorne, Marty. Hello, Jack.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Wonderful, Jack. Did you catch him in the act? Were you caught in the act?
No, I caught him.
Oh, what happened, Jack?
Caught him.
Yeah, got him. Came home a night early off a rotating night shift.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Up the driveway, pop the garage door, best mate's car in the garage.
Oh, that's cheeky.
What?
I mean, car in the garage is just...
Really?
I mean, it's one thing to be potting Jack's partner, but to park in the garage is ludicrous.
It's not a euphemism.
Yeah, I don't know what I was more upset about.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
Popped the door open to him coming down the stairs. There was only the master bedroom upstairs. A wrestle ensued.
Yeah, of course.
What was more upsetting, the betrayal from your partner or from your friend?
Good question.
Our partner.
Yeah. It's an awful story.
Well, thank you, Jack. I mean, good riddance.
Yeah, well, he found out.
To both of them.
Yeah. Move on with
your
life.
You don't need people like that.
You certainly do not.
Anna, in the city. Hey, Anna.
Hi.
Anna, were you caught out?
No, I caught him in the act.
What was he doing, Anna?
He was. He went to the beach. I was driving along the road. Somehow I didn't know where he was. I was drawn to the beach, went to the grass area. I thought, what a lovely view. Let me take a couple of photos. I looked down, and as I was going down towards the sand area, I saw him frolicking in the sand all over him and his new lover. And this only happened a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, it's fresh, Anna.
Very raw.
What's the fallout like, Anna?
No, it was over straight away. I went home, packed his stuff, went back to the beach and handed him his stuff and told him that it's over.
Anna, strong. Strong choices.
Yeah.
Told you this would be a good find.
How'd you catch him in the act? We're talking about this because a Thai politician, Marty, has been caught out in Thailand with a Buddhist monk in bed.
The young monk.
That she'd
monk.
Adopted.
Yeah. It's a very complex story.
They've blamed the monk for seducing the wife, I think that's fair. Monks are shifty.
They really are.
All of this, give us rice and stuff. It's like, you look after us. Oh, shut up, mate. What are you doing? Wandering around without shoes on? Grow up.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
Rice.
Yeah, he's supposed to feed monks.
Like birds.
Like offerings. Go, here you go, monk. Thanks for being a monk.
Right.
Because they won't do a thing. Because I tell you what monks are, bone idle. I put them right up there with actors for laziness.
Maybe this one wasn't, though.
He was very motivated.
He was very busy.
He was in the middle of a MILF storm.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
From Mick. At Muddy Shugold Show, I left an ex after finding a summons to court for prostitution.
Wow.
Oh, I know someone.
That's full
on. You never really know what people are up to.
No.
Don't know anyone.
No.
Tom in Mount Martha, Muddy.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Marty, ladies, how are you today?
Wonderful.
Good. Tom, were you caught out in the act?
No, too good for that, Marty. Found someone else, though.
Yeah.
Managing a pub back in the day.
Yeah.
We had the whole stuff, the Bistro Kids play area, you know, nightclub and all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
You know, we locked up all parts of the pub, so the nightclub was still active. Couldn't alarm up a part of the hotel. There was movement. Went down with a couple of security guys. Mm-hmm. Heard a noise in the kids' playroom. Walked in, got right up against the glass where they had one of those big ball pits with all the plastic balls in it.
Yeah, ironically.
Oh, yeah.
Turned the lights on, and here's two people going at it.
In the ball pit.
But in the ball pit.
He's just saying he just caught two people going.
Oh, you just caught two people going at it. I see what you're saying,
that's
Tom.
That's why you should never go in ball pits.
Oh, no. I mean, the chances of people potting each other in a ball pit are pretty low.
But things that happen in there.
I'd be more worried rolling in a kid's little poo.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, that's going to knock a bit of the charm out of the evening.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Wednesday wheel time. The wheel was spun at my house last night.
How'd the speed go?
Well, we ended on this.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lauren's little quiz, Mixed Bagasaurus.
Lauren's little quiz is where the wheel ended up last night, Marty. And I did mention that you've got a big, important part to play in
this. I do.
You're hosting.
I'm hosting.
Hosting?
I am Quizmaster. The Wednesday wheel, of course, is because we have so many fun games.
Just so many games.
We just invented a wheel that we could spin on Wednesdays
with
all the games that aren't in regular rotation. And here we are, Lauren's little quiz. Mm. I give you a category, and then we change the words in the title with a thesaurus.
Good pronunciation.
We've got an example too, Marty. Yeah.
Please.
You have it.
Oh, I have.
Yeah, it's highlighted there in blue, I think.
Yes, it is. example.
Yes.
Film. Armageddon immediately.
Apocalypse Now.
Correct.
Yeah.
We might have to refresh that that clue, because that's been the same for about 6 months.
Dare I say longer?
Only if one of you people out on the other side of the glass cares anything about the show.
No.
Otherwise, don't bother.
Tegan's been here for all of 5 minutes.
It's the second time she's heard it.
Yeah.
She's still allowed to work.
Oh.
Well, she's about to go on a holiday.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
it's a bit bloody rich, isn't it?
It is.
I haven't said too much about that.
No, I know.
She had it booked already.
Mate, we've all had stuff booked already that we've cancelled for the greater good.
Name one time you've done that.
Every time? And cancels everything.
Oh, yeah, you do cancel.
Clean the calendar again.
We're playing Mixed Bagasaurus.
Mixed bag, yeah.
So it's not just films, it could be anything.
Yeah. Yes. And last time we played, Will won.
Oh, what a surprise.
Yeah.
It's so best of three, just first to two.
Why?
Yeah, just between Will and Lawson.
Why?
Play along in the car. Scream out your answer. The first category is a band.
A band.
It's a band. Monarchs of the Rock.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, wow.
I was waiting for Kings of Leon.
I mean, I'll finish the clue.
Yeah.
Monarchs of the Rock Maturity.
It literally could have been Kings of Leon.
Wow. Queens of the Stone Age.
Well done, Loz.
Thank you.
That was strong.
Now, I've got T and M in the scoring category, I might change that to William and Lauren, another thing that hasn't been done for the sheet.
Because I've never played this game.
I'm not entirely
Don't
sure
worry, Nick, it's fine.
Who's been in charge of putting this together, but whoever you are, fire yourself. Because you're shit.
Marty!
That felt like one you could have just done.
I know. That is a very easy change for you to make.
Yeah. Why, mate, I don't have enough to do.
Are you even meant to? Okay, go.
Point for you, Lozar.
Yes.
One. Will, you got to get this one to stay in the game.
Question
two. I can cop that one. That's true.
For the win, Loz, William, to stay in it.
Yep.
It's a song.
Okay.
It's a song. Insignificant Jiver.
Tiny Dancer.
Bang, William, bang!
I was half a second late!
Wow. We're going to a tie break.
This is for the win.
This is for the win.
What he always does. I start off okay, and then in comes William.
Oh, no.
Is it hard? I like the tough ones.
Me too.
It's pretty tough.
I like the thinking.
Yeah. Well, they all seem tough to me.
Yeah, this isn't your game.
No, it's not my game.
You didn't want to have a read of the sheet before you visit.
Yeah. He's got enough to do.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, William. Finally some sense.
He's busy.
Well, come on.
Come on. This is a...
This is the decider. It's for the win.
Just read it.
It's a movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
A movie.
Okay.
The Dim Chevalier.
Chevalier?
Yeah, I don't understand that
What's
word.
A chevalier?
The Dark Knight?
Yeah! Oh! That is a win for William. What's on the
back page? Still to come, Daisy Thomas this morning. Yeah. He'll be with us after 8:30. But right now, later sporting news with William.
Thank you, Troy. Charlie Cameron is free to play the Geelong Cats on Saturday night, which is a big win for the Brisbane Lions at the Tribunal last night, overturning his one-match ban for the dump tackle on Melbourne's Jake Lever we saw last Thursday. And it is part of an exemplary record throughout his career that has gotten him off, which is an unusual kind of circumstance we saw at the Tribunal last night.
They used to do a lot more of that.
Yeah. So you
know, if he had a really clean track record.
Yeah. His defence was arguing that he had had zero suspensions in his 207 games, which is a very small minority of players to have played 200 plus to have zero suspensions, although he has had five fines. So he's been in hot water before.
He's had some incidents.
Yeah. But yes, it was exceptional and compelling circumstances that saw the impact reduced from medium to low, and he's free to play.
I haven't even seen the tackle. Is it good, bad, in between?
It looked like one of those ones where Lever was willing to go to ground. Not that he was putting his head in danger, but that is part of the argument coming up, that players are now willing to risk potentially their head colliding
to draw a free kick.
I don't want to say that Lever was doing that in this circumstance, but it looks like players are going down easier and easier. And Charlie Cameron had a significant, almost a 20-kilogram
weight
difference.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm having a look at it here now. Oh, he threw him into the turf.
He did, yeah. I think more
so
often than not.
So that's not a week anymore?
More often than not, it would be. Yeah.
I would have thought that's a week every day of the week.
Yeah, I'm incredibly surprised he got off.
His head bounced.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you mean that Lever... I don't know if Lever's tilted his head towards the turf. I don't imagine he would have.
Yeah.
But... No, that's a week.
The action was definitely dangerous, but they
argue... But then when they start bringing in stuff like, you know, he does a lot for the Indigenous community.
Yeah, that's
are you joking? Who cares?
Raised my eyebrows last night.
Ooh. What you're doing outside of AFL is what you're doing outside AFL. It's not used as leverage against the Tribunal. Yeah. Otherwise, we'll get every kid in the system going out and doing Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, honestly.
It's ludicrous. I can't even believe it gets a mention.
Yeah.
Speaking of Melbourne, Jacob Van Rooyen has signed with the D's until 2029, a four-year extension, which is a great result for the D's. Boy from Perth. He'll be sticking around, and he's playing some good footy so far this year. And the Tasmania Devils, their merchandise is flying at the moment. You can see my sticker arrived.
It's a good sticker.
Foundation member sticker.
It's got a bit of life in it.
The way you've placed that sticker is making my skin crawl.
Why?
It's
slightly skewish.
To the side like that?
I don't mind. It looks a bit like a...
Oh, God, I can't actually look at it.
Okay. All right, well, that's a separate issue. That can be fixed. Okay. Jesus.
You need more stickers.
I need more stickers.
You need more stickers.
The equivalent of... Now, I'm trying to get my head around this. 500 football teams in Guernseys. So, I don't know if that's...
So, 500 times 18, 500 times 22, 500 times 40.
Were sold in the first 12 days. Tasmania Devils jumpers. So foundation members are the only ones that are allowed to buy these.
500 times 22.
Oh, that's a calculator job. She's going to have a cry.
500 times 10.
Come
on, that's
5,000.
Right.
Yeah.
So 22.
Double it.
Well, we're 10,000. 500 times... What's left?
What is 1,000? 2,300.
I mean
20,300.
Where are you
getting
the
300? God. 11,000. So bad at math.
You just forgot the previous sum you'd done.
It's
extraordinary.
I just need everyone to stop pressuring me.
But there wasn't any pressure.
Put you on the spot, Lazza.
So maybe around 11,000 jumpers were sold in the first 12 days, which is impressive. 2,300.
And then you said 22,300.
Wrong. Where'd you plug that from?
Oh, I just found it.
Cricket news. Congratulations to Pat Cummins in the 161st edition of the Wisden Bible of cricket. In the Wisden, Pat Cummins was recognised as the leading cricketer in the world. A very rare honour, this one. And the first time since 2012 an Australian has been given that nod since Michael Clarke back then.
Yes, of course. Clarke was on fire in those days.
What a 2023. Pat Cummins had captained the World Test Championship final, win the one-day International World Cup, retained the Ashes, a successful home summer, just a king.
Paddy Cummins, who's just been an absolute breath of fresh air for that Australian cricketer.
Yep, and congratulations to Usman Khawaja, Mitchell Clarke and Ashley Gardner, who are also nominated as the five cricketers of the year.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thank you, Mr. DJ.
10K.
Spin it, DJ.
All right, let's try and give away 10 grand. Matt in Marlborough, Marty.
Hello, Matt.
Morning, team. How are we?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. First time, long time.
Good on you, Matt.
What do you do for a living, buddy?
You wouldn't believe it, but I'm a linesman with Hudson.
No! Really? How does the linesman get through at the same time?
Yeah. Hey, Marty, how are you, mate?
Hey, Hudson, how are you, buddy?
Are you guys working for the little team over there?
We got the whole team here listening now.
Well done, mate.
Were you all listening at 7?
No, it was just me and Hudson in the truck at 7, and now the whole team were on site.
Wow, that's wonderful.
But you couldn't help him out with Wolf Mother?
No.
No, I couldn't help him,
It's a tough one, Wolf Mother.
It was a tough one.
So do you split the money?
Wrong age for us.
Do you split the money if you all win?
I'll definitely put some beers in the fridge, I reckon.
But it's not a split the money scenario.
What if Jacob in the back gets it right and tells Matt what it is and then...
More fool Jacob for getting it right.
Then he gets the good beer.
Yeah,
he gets the crown.
Nobody drinks crown.
Unless they spend money with us, and then of course
everyone does.
I don't think I've ever had a better beer.
It's a great beer.
Than a Crown Lager. It's always been for me a celebration beer.
Yeah. I quite like Crown.
Do you?
Special occasions. Yeah. Like a Christmas beer.
Is it?
I don't know. Yeah.
There's a funny tasting Crown that I don't love.
I've never had one.
You've never had a Crown Lager?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
Treat yourself, Walt.
All right, I will.
We used to do a joke with Scotty Cam years ago about getting a case of Crown Lagers and a kilo of prawns. It was like a celebration.
Yeah.
It was the big fancy beer for a long time. Yeah.
And then there was all the urban myth about whether it was just VB and they whacked it in the Crown bottle.
That's right. Yeah. CB, isn't it?
Yeah. Matt. Who's your favourite band, buddy?
A bit of Akadaga.
Why not, mate? They'll win the next countdown, by the way.
They will.
Yeah, for sure.
We had that full chat with Hudson.
Yep.
Did we?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
71 versus 95.
Yeah!
Right. Dangerous day coming up after 9.
Absolutely.
Crowbar that music.
All right, Matt, good luck. You know how
Thank
it works. We play a tiny bit of the song. You've got to tell us title and artist. I'm going to hand you over to the Peninsula's favourite son, 2017 Hall of Famer, services to the ass heart, Troy Ellis.
Thank you, Marty. Matt, you ready for song one?
Yeah, ready to go.
Here we go, mate.
Hey, Mickey, you're so fine. I don't know who sings it.
It was a bit of a mess, but you're in the right area.
Yeah, just you were close.
It's Tony Basil, Mickey.
Yeah. This was off 82 with a bullet.
Yeah, it was.
This was a massive song.
Yeah. Well done, boys. Good on you, Matt.
That's all right. Sorry, Matt. Off to work we go.
Off to work you go.
Have another go, Seven Dwarves.
Hi-ho.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
What TV show made you cry?
Oh, yeah, 133353.
I reckon I probably shed a tear when Molly died on a country practice.
Oh, yes.
And it just faded to black when she was laying down on the couch. And I can still remember Shane Whittington.
Whittington, I think, is correct.
Running down the hill to get to her. But unfortunately, she passed away before he got there.
So that made you emotional.
Totes emotion.
I mean, I cry in everything.
Yeah, it's asking you what TV shows made you cry. It is like asking you what time did you put the TV on.
Most recently, I cried when I was watching Ally McBeal.
Oh, something really?
Happened in that, yes. But the first time I ever cried in a TV show was when The Nanny ended, and I didn't understand. Like, I was like, well, I'm never going to be able to see The Nanny again. Mm. Now I can literally watch The Nanny
anytime
I want.
On several platforms.
Yeah. She was walking in a bridal shop in
Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out. I don't think I've ever cried at a TV show.
What?
I'm dead inside, though.
I can't recall crying in one either.
Are you serious?
No. Yeah. Thanks for helping the phone, of course.
I'm
too tough. No. Yeah. I appreciate your help. Do you reckon I am?
Yes.
Yeah. And I made the Molly stuff up.
No, you didn't.
What you do, mate.
I definitely cried at footy games when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I cry in Queer Eye all
the time.
TV? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
2002, we got belted by West Coast. It was a mess.
Oh, I cried in ER when Lucy was killed. I was very young then.
Nanny had a terrible story.
Oh, terrible.
I mean, I don't want to get sidetracked.
Her real story.
Fran.
Home invasion.
Oh, no.
Terrible home invasion.
Bluey's tear-jerking finale proved to be a massive hit on ABC Kids. 2.28 million viewers. It was a 28-minute episode, which I think is longer than their normal.
Yeah.
Usually now like 6 minutes or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
It signalled an end to series 3 of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Ahead of an extended break for the Healer family.
Right.
They'll be back, don't you worry about that. This is the golden goose.
Will they ever?
Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody's making a lot of money out of Bluey.
Absolutely.
Fans flooded social media with speculation over the future of the show. It's fine. Relax.
Yeah, no.
No one's stopping Bluey, mate.
Why would you stop Bluey?
Why would you kill the golden goose?
I think it's the most watched show on earth.
Mate.
Yeah.
And honestly, Bluey will roll for the... It'll be like The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Mm. Of a 40th anniversary. Mm. Well, you've only got to write a 7-minute episode, for God's sake.
Mm.
You know what Bluey is? Lazy.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Bluey.
Yeah.
They had the tear-jerking finale.
Yeah.
The episode featured the news that Bluey... And her, I thought Bluey was a boy.
No, Bluey's a girl.
I know, I found that out the hard way doing Have You Been Paying Attention once.
Oh.
When the actor from Bluey came on, and I was so confused because I'd never seen Bluey because I don't have kids that age.
Yeah.
And I didn't know she was Bluey.
Yeah.
I thought she must have been someone else on the show.
Yeah, she's right. Bluey.
And so then I misgendered Bluey.
You did?
Oh.
Right, okay.
Which, at the best of times, is an awful thing to do in the modern world.
It's just a mistake.
It was.
I misgender actual dogs all the time. Like when you're in the elevator.
Yeah, people misgender Noni all the time.
Yeah. Mm. But he is named Noni.
And he's quite feminine.
Very, very feminine.
Very
young
dainty.
Boy.
Dainty little thing.
The episode features the news that Bluey and her little sister Bingo and their parents, Bandit and Chili,
it's always a four of them.
Were moving away after Bandit had landed a new job.
Right.
But the twist in the episode came when it was revealed that buyers of the Healer home had pulled out of the sale.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
So Bandit made the decision.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to keep reading, Marty, the bolded bit.
Oh, all right. Shout out. Jesus Christ.
It's very direct.
It was like I was at home on the weekend.
Not with me.
The dishwasher?
I just felt like Lockie. So Bandit made the decision the family should stay put. Parents admitted they were in tears at the relatable message about choosing what's best for your family.
Right, okay, let my people cry. What TV shows? Jason in Bundura, Marty.
Hello, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Oh, morning, guys. First time, long time.
Good on you, Jason.
What made you cry?
Oh, I always wanted to say that. Marty, you might remember a show called The Littlest Hobo.
Of course I do. I loved The Littlest Hobo. Every year.
The last episode, always. The last scene, always, where the dog walks or where the dog goes away from the people that he befriended and goes on to the next family.
I know, because he was a journeyman.
He was.
He was a problem solver.
He was, the like littlest... Skippy.
Yes, exactly Skippy. What I was just about to say.
What would happen episode to episode?
He'd find another problem to solve.
Like Brum. Right.
It was The Littlest Hobo.
Good one, Jace. Thanks for that.
And it had a great song, DC, The Littlest Hobo.
The theme?
Theme song.
I do remember it too, vaguely.
The slogan, until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on.
That was the song. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on.
You want to cry just thinking about it. I don't even know the show.
Maybe tomorrow you'll want to settle down.
Yeah, we'll see if we can find it. Lockie in Pakenham, what TV show made you cry?
Morning, guys. Sons of Anarchy.
I never watched Sons of Anarchy, but which bit in particular, Lachlan?
When Opie was in prison.
Spoiler alert, be very careful in case people are watching
this segment's full of spoilers.
Is it?
I haven't watched
Sons of Anarchy about 10 years old?
Yeah, but still, sometimes you want to watch a show later.
I think there's a
cut-off.
There's a period where you're allowed to talk about old TV.
If someone spoiled Ally McBeal for me last week, I would have been very upset with them. And she was on 20... She does not.
Thanks, Lachlan. Kylie in Vermont. Hey, Kylie.
Hi there.
Hi, Kylie.
Hello. Hi. Kylie. How are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. What TV show made you cry?
Every episode of This Is Us, but that's probably pretty easy.
I don't know, This Is Us.
I've heard that's very, very, very sad.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes happy tears, sometimes sad tears, but every episode tears.
Yeah.
But probably the more unusual one is The Shield.
The bald actor?
Yeah, with Michael Chiklis.
Michael Chiklis. That's
Chiklis.
Michael
Chiklis.
That's him. The Shield. What made you cry in The Shield?
There's one particular episode, and spoiler alert, but it is probably 15, 20 years old.
Yeah, that's okay. The Shield. No one's ever going to watch The Shield.
Don't tell me Chiklis dies.
It's brilliant. It's a brilliant watch. Okay. But one of the main characters, Shane, drops a bomb in the lap of one of the other main characters, Lemon. And it's just devastating. I actually let out like a guttural when it happened. It was awful.
Character's devastating.
Yeah.
Shane played by Walton Goggins, of course.
Played by Walton Goggins. Lemon played by Lemon Chicken.
Thank you, Kylie. We're talking about TV shows that made you cry.
Yeah.
Just talking about the Littlest Hobo. Yeah, we found the theme.
One of the great theme songs.
There's a voice.
If you're in our sort of
demo. Yeah, late 70s to mid 80s.
Dave says, don't play the Littlest Hobo theme while I'm at work because I'll start crying.
Really? Is it that sad? But the dog doesn't die.
No, but you don't understand the Littlest Hobo, mate.
Yeah.
Clearly not.
Maybe you should stay out of this one.
Six seasons from 79 to 85 for the Littlest Hobo.
That's right in the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
85, I was 14. I would have wanted to have adventures with the Littlest Hobo.
Of course.
So he didn't have owners. He was just like...
He was a hobo, mate.
A hobo dog. A hobo dog.
Are you listening to the song?
Yes.
La Vagabond.
It was the littlest one.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
Louise, did you say Country Practice?
Yeah.
Yeah, when Molly died?
Yeah.
Sharon says when Dr. Mark Green died on ER.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on when Dr. Mark Green died.
Yeah.
Cancer. He had a brain tumor.
Was that George Clooney?
No, that was the bald guy who then got married to the woman in the doctor. George Clooney never died.
Sue says Supernatural made me cry regularly. Apparently that's sad.
Yeah. Supernatural? I'm not familiar with it.
It's very good.
Laura says The Doghouse on Channel 10. Dogs finding their forever home.
That's
cute. Well, that is cute. That's making you cry. You need to seek professional help.
Some people need a happy tear cry.
Of course. If rehousing a dog makes you cry, one, you're as soft as butter,
and two, you
need to seek counsel.
No, I think it's lovely if you can cry at a dog finding a home.
Yeah, the Littlest Hobo.
I can find heaps of home for dogs. Back of the dandies. Out you go, mate.
Don't you want the Littlest Hobo to find a home?
Go for a run, buddy. I'll be here when you get back.
Matt is in Mornington, Marty.
Hello, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Matt. Yeah,
wonderful, Matt. How are you, buddy?
All good.
What made you cry, Matt?
The WWE in 2010 when Shawn Michaels retired.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you'll have to give us a bit of detail. What was Shawn Michaels' stage name?
Shawn Michaels.
The Heartbreak Kid. Sometimes they're called the Hitman.
HBK, the Heartbreak Kid.
Oh, he was the Heartbreak Kid. Yeah.
And that was pretty true, the Heartbreak Kid, because he broke my heart when he retired.
Yeah.
Got a big mullet. I'm just having a look at a photo of him here. What did you love about him? Was he the goodie or the baddie?
No, he was a good one, but he used to pull off the sweet chin music.
Yeah. Yeah, what? And he retired Ric Flair as well at WrestleMania, Matt.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is boring.
Why is it sad? I don't understand.
Is anyone else bored?
We're going to get to the news. And Daisy Thomas.
Thank God.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Daisy Thomas.
Daisy.
Buddy.
What's
up, brother?
It's lovely to see you, mate. We haven't seen you for a couple of weeks.
Great to be in here. How is everyone? Looking refreshed.
Well,
last time we spoke to you, you were about to have a fist fight with Dane Swan.
Yes, yeah. And then we had the boxing the next night. No, that all went. That's come and gone.
Any post-fight issues or fresh as a daisy, as
fresh
it were?
As a daisy, yes. I got the loss, which wasn't what we're after. Oh, but
it's all fun, isn't it?
It is. It is all fun. So
how
it was a good
gather
night.
Round?
Gather round was long.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Did you squeeze in some social time or was it just back-to-back
a little bit?
Work?
I was smart enough to bring Natasha over on the Thursday night.
Nice.
Just to pass the time because a lot of it, if you have a Friday day game, then a Saturday night game.
You got a lot of time.
There's not a whole lot to do in Adelaide.
No.
And there's a lot of people that you run into wherever you go.
And yeah. They want you to have a beer with them.
Yes. So you do.
And then you end up regretting it.
Do you find pound for pound Adelaide is the biggest nuffy footy city in Australia?
Pound for pound before you bring all the nuffies from the other states yeah, as well. True. Like gather round is just nuffies on a plane, get to Adelaide, nuff it up, get home.
Yeah. Right. Nuff back.
And that's as simple as I can put it.
I think that should be the new campaign. couple of big stories. Jason Dunstall set to be inducted as the 32nd legend.
Our very own chief.
Yes.
What a superstar.
Tufty.
It is funny because when you talk about the records that he holds and then some of the modern day greats, just how good he was.
Phenomenal.
100 goals, six times, six or more?
I think it's six. Yeah,
six times and then, yeah, multiple goals, 16 being the most he kicked in one game.
Yeah.
A lot of sides don't get their total to 16 goals in a game.
They got 17. 17 in the game, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Come on, guys.
You know, just another segment. Just roll with me. He kicked 16 or 17 in a game.
Who was hitting him lace out on the chest in those days?
Oh,
who was feeding the Chiefs?
Johnny Platton.
Ooh.
Paul Hudson later.
Ooh.
Not Peter Hudson. That was an era before. Shane Crawford. I reckon there would have been some crossover.
Crossover with Crawford.
Yeah. No, the Chief was phenomenal. And I love the fact that he said, when asked, what would your advice be to your younger self? He said, rock up in better shape.
Yeah, okay.
Which is fair enough. But a different era, unbelievable, and well done to him. He's so humble. And we don't like humble Chief. We like Chief when he's pumping himself up.
Yeah, you want pumped up Chief. What do you think about this Charlie Cameron reversal? This is the one that's grabbed my attention today. He got a week, and then the tribunal has overturned it because of his exemplary record on and off field.
Yeah, that bit's slightly strange. I didn't think the tackle was deserving of a week.
Didn't you? I thought it was a week.
Well, this is what we're getting at, and I think someone came out yesterday and spoke about it, one of the players, not sure off the top of my head who it was, but players are now going limp.
Mm.
So Charlie Cameron on Jake Lever. There's no way if Jake Lever puts his feet in the ground, tenses that he can get taken to ground in that manner.
Yeah, I agree.
So players are now sort of going limp, allowing the body
rolling
to be taken,
with it,
and then almost throwing their head into the turf.
Yes, we had that chat.
Gets him a free kick and or suspended. No. I don't think the head made contact with the turf. I don't think it was a double motion.
Yeah.
I was surprised it got a week. I thought it might have been a fine, but for it to be overturned on those reasonings,
because he's working with the Indigenous community.
Well, that's brilliant within itself.
I mean, that's wonderful. Good on him, but who cares?
But the fact that that's sort of an argument at tribunal.
It's ludicrous.
Yeah.
Because as I just said to William, well, we've got to get all the boys at North doing Meals on Wheels if it's going to help them get a week down to zero.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
Well, that'd be good just for the community anyway. Yeah,
well, we've got the hub, mate. We're looking after our community, unlike so many other clubs that have still got pokies and whatnot. That's your problem, Lauren. You want the Mathesons
honestly
involved, and then you want to call yourself a family club. It's a disgrace.
Yeah.
Jealousy's a curse.
Oh.
Wow. Sick burn, sister.
Wow.
Sick burn.
You better come back from holidays all refreshed and loving.
Yeah.
I'm the one who's 6 weeks in there. It should be a crack of the shits with everyone. Don't you start, you little turd.
Always lovely to see you, Daisy.
Great
and
to see you.
And loving your Channel 7 work.
Thank you.
I know you've moved into a slightly different role with those guys, which seems to be more involved than perhaps the sideline dude.
Yep.
I'm not sure what the terms are.
Boundary rider, I believe.
But, geez, you're doing a good job with them now, mate.
Also, sideline dude may be the new phrase. But, no, I appreciate that. It's been a lot of fun, the Thursday night team that we've assembled. Myself, Abby Holmes, Joel Selwood, Aaron Phillips on the boundary, and then BT and Al Nichols upstairs.
Bang.
It is being good fun. It's meant to be a bit more young and fun.
And it is.
Not sure if you've seen the kits I've been wearing, but
I've noticed there's not a lot of collars.
There's a little bit of fashion brought
to it. You're doing a little bit of the Don Johnson down there in the rooms.
I'm not sure who Don Johnson is, but
do you remember Miami Vice? Just the t-shirt and the jacket?
No, but that's what I'm doing.
That's what you're doing, mate. Good. And you're rocking it.
Donnie Johnson.
Donnie Johnson. Toby Green has admitted on AFL 360 last night to hiding symptoms of concussion from his club, obviously to continue playing. Was that a thing?
It was.
Yeah.
100% it was. Going back on the field of play when you used to get smashed was almost a sign that you're tough and you loved it.
Badge of honour.
Yeah, badge of honour. Mm. It was not, oh, geez, I've got to think about how I'm actually going.
Mm.
And, you know, we've seen this space around concussion evolve and develop to now where players are putting their hand up saying, no, I'm not right, even if I passed a concussion test. Nathan Murphy in the grand final.
Of course.
But, but back in, you know, when you talk in the day, and that's as early for me as 2006, no doubt.
Yeah.
You get cleaned up. The quicker you got up and moved on and waved the doctors away, you know, you see all those famous footage of blokes pissing out blood and then you push them away and chest out, off you go.
Yeah.
You know, that's the reason why these new things have been brought into place, because that ain't the way.
Oh, what was the hit we watched Daisy in where he popped back up and then took
Bernie Vince.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking about that yesterday. What, if I sent that to the AFL now, how many weeks do you think he gets?
Oh, my God. He's four minimum. Cocked his shoulder.
Ran past the footy, left the ground
and cleaned you up.
Put me in the bar mixer and just going.
What was amazing was how quickly you got up and then won the ball.
Well, I'm not sure if any of you had this as a kid, but I was the kid that if I got hurt, I got up straight away and just ran in whatever direction. You know, some kids stay down and cry. I just got up and ran and was like, oh, that really hurts. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So that was almost a bit of that. I was like, oh, geez, that was.
Whereas I was the kid that would stay down and do the full show.
No, nice. And we need that.
I need the sponge. Yeah. Do you remember when a guy would just run out with a sponge and like squeeze it on your head? I'm like, God, I shouldn't have the sponge. Now my hair's wet.
Yeah. That's my ankle, you twat.
But there must be other injuries that you, of course, that you push through as footballers. I remember Wayne Carey talking about the cost of pushing through stuff as a player that catches up with you later in life.
And again, you don't think of these things at the time, and not you shouldn't, but you know, when you're in an environment, especially if it's going to be a successful one, you have to think about, and all your focus is on being the best you can be for your team and what you can help them produce, which the goal in all of this for, you know, franchises, clubs, whatever, is to win flags.
Mm.
And individuals' goals is to also be there and be part of successful teams. So if that means you have to play through some pain, so be it. Again, you know, and this isn't talking the brain injuries or whatever it is
my God, my knee is killing
me. My knee is sore. I need a jab. I need to move on.
Matthew Lloyd declared on Monday night that he'd changed his opinion on North Melbourne's tanking debate because, of course, North famously
knocked off the Gold Coast
and then missed Harley Reid in the draft. The suggestion is perhaps they could have rested Larky that day. He did kick nine.
I had firm beliefs that would have happened last year. I didn't think that there was, for North, who hadn't won a great deal throughout the season. I know some people, Damien Barrett was one of them, who had a completely different view that you need to win every game you can. I didn't think they gained a lot by winning that game.
No.
And as it's now seen with Harley Reid, that he's going to be a very, very, very good player for a long period of time. However, North obviously had their reasons behind it. It's easy to throw crap from the cheap seats, if you will.
Yeah.
And good on them. They wanted to win a game. They need to continue to try and win as many games as possible. That becomes obvious to change the culture of a losing one to a winning one.
And we sort of knew by then what we were getting out of the draft.
And again, they've got, you know, Colby McKercher.
Yep, Zane Dersma.
Very good players. And they're going to be good players for a very long time. So you haven't exactly gassed it, but Harley Reid would have been nice.
We might as well have a very quick look forward to the round.
Just a quick shout out to Frank from 1031 who's just texted in.
Please.
Audio, visual and TV installations. 1-0, baby. Go Daisy.
Yeah, well done.
Nice.
1-0, baby. Go Daisy. Thank you, Frank.
just on the hotline.
Just on the hotline. Great. What do we like here? Brisbane Geelong will be a belter.
That should be because Brisbane... for how crap they've been, go up to the Gabba as heavy favourites.
Yeah.
So the Cats who are 5-0 and going along just nicely, purring, if you will, go up and they take on Brisbane. I'm still not sure, Will. You're the Brisbane man. Are you concerned? Because the win against Melbourne, very good. Knock off North the week before, which is probably a false currency.
Before the Melbourne game, I very much had my doubts. But then you look back, the Carlton game, Brisbane shouldn't have dropped.
Correct.
And you win that one. You're up by 40 points. You lose by a point. Our percentage is still strong.
Yeah, righto, mate. Not deep dive. Yeah, just a yes or no. Are you concerned?
I said, let's just have a quick look at the rounds.
Yeah. Carlton GWS is another one.
Daisy, always lovely to see you.
I'm going to get out of here. I've got stuff to do. Will, thank you very much. We'll take this up. Shoot me an email. See you too.
Good on you, Daisy.
I just want to get the facts.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really
facts. Loza, what do you got from today's show?
You're mean to me during fact check again.
I won't be. But I would suggest you hurry up.
It's 7 past.
It is 9:07.
7 past 9. Yeah, the danger's got to start.
Mate, and I've got to go.
Oh, I swear to God, I'm going to come over there and punch you in the ear.
I will film you if you keep hitting us.
Keep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just earlier, we were talking about Jason Dunsell's goal stats with Daisy.
Yeah.
We weren't sure if it was 16, 17, whatever. I don't know.
17 is where we think it is.
Daisy Thomas. So Dunsell kicked 17 goals, 5 against Richmond. What does this say? 17 goals, 5 against Richmond at Waverley.
God, 7-0-5.
Mm.
He kicked more than 100 goals in a season 6 times.
6.
88, 89, 92, 93, 94, 96.
17-5.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'd love to, you know how they pinpoint them on the map now? I'd love to see where those 17 were from.
The goal map.
The goal map.
Yeah. I'd love to know if players were just more accurate back in the day or it's because they just didn't have to run as far these days.
If you tell me to hurry up, I have a conniption.
Hurry up, mate.
Last chance, Clint was our winner today.
Yeah.
In three-way, we asked him this question.
Hang on. Has Clint answered a question?
Yes.
I got one, mate.
On Monday morning.
Yes.
Remind me.
He's got...
Which one did I get?
it must have been Monday because it wasn't yesterday.
It was Monday. Question three got correct on Monday.
Play.
Question three. Henley Beach, Glenelg, Norwood.
Clint. Adelaide Summit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was his first day. He was in the game.
He was. Yeah.
And he won this morning.
Yes. We also discussed the Bali Nine during on this day today.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. So a couple of them were still in jail.
Yeah. 5 are still in jail. I believe 2 passed away from cancer.
1 passed away from cancer in 2018.
Right.
Obviously, the ringleaders were executed in 2015.
Yep.
Mm. Renee Lawrence was released in 2018. The rest are all still in jail. So 5 are still in jail.
Yes.
Yep.
Jeez. How much cocaine, heroin was there originally?
I don't know how much there was.
How much are we talking about these people are still in jail?
Mm. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know the answer.
It seems excessive.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When does punishment and rehabilitation, what is the intersecting line?
Well, I think there, life means life.
8.3 kilos worth around 4 million Australian.
I mean, 8.3 kilos in the world of drugs, in the world of heroin.
Mm. Drop in the ocean.
But we know in Bali, there one
it's like
thing.
It's like an eye drop in the Pacific for the amount of gear that's being funneled around the world.
The number one song in Australia on this day in 2014 was Geronimo by Shepherd.
Yeah, which is this one.
But we realised today that Shepherd have had a new song that came out in March.
Yeah.
It's called Edge of the Earth. It was submitted to SBS for consideration for Eurovision, but was not selected. This is it.
That's Shepherd.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. Got a real shepherd feel.
It's like a full shepherd feel.
Yeah.
Oh, and I am a sheep.
Mate, talk about sheeple. You got me.
That's the Marty
Shear
Gold Show.
Tell me to get vaccinated, Shepherd.
The Marty Shear Gold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Shear Gold Show.
the back end of the Marty Shigold Show podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed that wherever you are consuming this particular podcast on this great planet.
How are the podcast numbers going? I asked Loz the other day. I feel like
the rank
haven't...
is out right now.
Is it?
Just came out.
Well, how'd we go?
Yeah, it went pretty well.
Yeah.
Were we on for the entirety of March?
No.
Well, we had a survey break. Would that have included that?
We finished on the 28th of March.
Oh, yeah. Right. So we pretty much were.
Yeah.
You don't seem happy.
No.
Dipped.
Oh, dear.
Mm. No, we're 145,000 individual listeners for the month. So thank you to all of you. You're probably listening now.
Where does that leave us in terms of a ranking number?
32nd.
Yeah, that's about
that's
right,
fun.
Isn't
it's
it?
It's a slow build at the start.
Mm. Yeah.
We'll go through it after.
Yeah. He was the linesman of the county.
Sarah.
Maybe at the back end we should just do sing-alongs.
Okay.
What
I would love that.
Choir of Hardcocks?
Absolutely.
Sploot out my penis!
come in my sock again. Now, this is not us. This is if you haven't seen the YouTube video of John Cena... Ricky Stenicki, where they just he plays this like broken down Vegas comic.
It's Atlantic City.
Atlantic City, even better.
Yeah.
And he basically, his act is that he just does song parodies and changes the lyrics into just songs about masturbation and jism. And it is hilarious because he does the full outfit.
Yeah.
And the full commitment to the bit.
Oh, I love that. The whole thing.
But it's extra funny for us because it's all, we do that exact same thing in this studio all the time.
That's all
we hear a song and it becomes something.
That's the shot to the arse and I'm still gay, Bon Jovi. It's the off-air show.
The one that started it all was...
Sitting on a cock because I'm gay.
Which is a famous one. That was
Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. When he was okay.
When
he was Louis C.O.K. Now he's Louis C. No O.K.
Yeah.
God, he amazingly sort of skimmed through all of that, didn't he?
Mm.
But I know he's lost his TV show and he's lost his EP credits and all of that stuff, but he'd still be making money out of that.
But he can just go on a website and say, if you want to buy my special, buy it. And then he has a fan base that buys it.
Exactly.
You can uncancel yourself just by being independent.
Of course.
You can.
Yeah. If you're not answerable to anyone.
And you can uncancel yourself by not buying into the hysteria of people being offended.
Mm.
I mean, unless you're seriously crossing a couple of lines that we all know really well are uncrossable.
Mm-hmm.
Gender stuff more recently, obviously race, religion is a big one. If you can stay out of those areas, you can generally survive.
Mm.
Mm. Just keep your head down.
And obviously, if you're going to masturbate on the phone when people are unaware that you're masturbating on the other end of the line, that's going to be problematic.
Yes.
Come
in my sock again.
It's full of love.
We had some great masters of hard cocks. We're the masters of hard cocks.
I found the photo of our old board.
Yeah, what's up there? Remind me.
We used to say
that would be a fun thing, Tegan, if at the end of year party the choir of hard cocks would get up and do song parodies.
Right, and who would they be?
We are the choir.
We are the choir.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And then some of the parodies.
Cock and hole.
Yeah.
One of our classics. It's a medley.
Yeah, okay.
What else you got there, Loss?
How do you solve a problem like gonorrhea?
That was another classic.
Should I be putting this on my to-do list for this year?
No, we read the choir. It seemed a bit complicated in the modern workplace.
Yeah. I'll find it. But...
What else did we have? There were some other belters up there.
There was like 20 on there.
Yeah.
Was there a Shannon Noel one?
You got a jizz.
You've just made that up.
That'd be a fun game, though. You say an artist and you've got to turn one of their songs into something.
Let's let Troy have a go. Here we go.
The Rolling Stones.
Oh, God, no. I missed that. I was thinking of something else.
The Rolling Jizz?
The Rolling Jizz. I was thinking about...
I was thinking about radio station positioners.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Good times and great cock and hole.
Yes.
That's good from Troy. He's usually struggles
rock,
in
sport, and cocky man.
Cock, sport, and comedy.
Cock, sport, and cocky man. Cock, sport, and cock in me.
Comedy.
Good times and Melbourne's great cocks? No, that doesn't quite work. Melbourne's greatest cocks.
Melbourne's greatest cocks. I wonder who would be part of Melbourne's greatest cocks. Like, oh, if you wow. could line up some serious cocks.
I found yes. it. I found it.
All right, what's on there?
My favourite was Little Thumber Boy.
Little Thumber Boy.
Oh, thumb, 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 thumb. It was a lot of bug here.
My thumb in you. What's that one?
Coxsam.
Coxsam!
This is another good one. Right on the tip of my cock.
Diesel.
Yeah,
right diesel. On the tip of my cock.
That's not even trying.
Nah. No.
Who's going to shave me?
Midnight Oil. Yeah. Who's going to shave me? It's a great medley.
What is that?
Uh-huh.
Well, people do think he's saying shave in that song.
He probably is.
All jizzed up.
All jizzed up.
Rings of Leon. Rings of Leon lube somebody.
That's also changing
I'm gonna
the
lose somebody.
That's changing the name of the band as well. That's elite.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're Rings of Leon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're Rings of Leon. Don't forget to grab yourself a pot and a parmigiana. Here we go. Our first one, lube somebody. 3, 4.
What about this one? Listen to your shart.
Listen to your shart.
And hit me with your big cock.
Hit me with your big cock. Fire away.
What about this one? Return to smegma.
Return to smegma.
Return to smegma.
Just old school.
Yeah. That's a pretty good set list.
That is a great set list.
Mate, if you want to contribute, send us through your suggestions.
It's so just funny.
I'm looking at this photo. This was in a publicly visible.
No. It was in our office, though.
That was the whiteboard in the office.
And we wanted to, like.
Mind you, the boss at the time had showed us a guy who shat a testicle out of his ass. So
he's really pulling back the curtain. Though.
By comparison, I think that was pretty good.
So
and truth is your defence in that case.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm not making that up. I mean, when a man comes over and shows you his phone and goes, have you guys ever seen this?
On day two.
It was very early days.
And a man is pooping his own testicle out of his bumhole.
It actually was a magnificent thing to see.
I don't even know how you do it.
No. I don't even know if it was real. It was like maybe it was
get
AI.
It up there. I don't think it was AI.
Oh, no.
Well, it was an asshole is what it was.
What do you got on Insta, William? Before we go, because we are running out of time quickly.
Oh,
gosh.
Scottish Graham.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
he said to me, hi, Will. I was listening to the best of podcast while you guys were off.
Oh, yeah.
There was a segment about owls.
Mm.
I thought I would send these photos of us being at the local bird sanctuary.
Oh, bless him.
Graham.
I knew Scottish Graham would be a bird watcher.
I haven't seen these. He's just sent through a Facebook link. So let's see if this works. The content is not available at this time.
Well, I think terrible. He sent us through his private Instagram and it's not.
Yeah, I... Oh, that's not going to work. Oh. Sorry, Graham. Can you please send them again if you could, please, mate?
Return to smegma. Guys, I'm going to go.
All right, that's cool.
Well done, everyone involved. Send us in your song parodies.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun podcast.
Join us on Insta at Marty Shegold Show. Get in touch with us anytime. You're live. He's hosting ACA tonight.
Tara Brown?
Tara. Oh,
I'm going to say Tracy Grimshaw.
Cat Empire.
Hello!
National
time!
Damn it!
The Marty Shegold Show, Triple M.